Welcome to Emunah Be'emet, Faith in the Truth podcast. What is truth? Why do we believe what we believe? Rabbi Woodcock of Bet Tefila shares his discoveries in history, philosophy, culture, and religion. Join us to discover the truth and redefine your faith.
Shalom and welcome to Emunah Be'emet. I'm Rabbi Woodcock, and I'd like to thank you for joining us today to discover the truth and redefine our faith. Today we are discussing Yeshua's salvation in the Tanakh and the Brit Hadashah. There are many people who have many different viewpoints regarding the afterlife. Some believe that if you are a good enough person and the good in your life outweighs the bad, then you're in. Some believe that if you follow a specific ritual, sell all your possessions and feed the poor, or leave your mark in the ultimate existential way so that you are remembered for all eternity, that is eternal life. Religions teach various things and many different philosophies. One group teaches that if you work enough for their group, you will earn enough hours to be one of the few select to go into paradise. Another teaches that if you meet all their requirements, one day you and your family will be the gods of your own planet. Another religion focuses on ancestor worship. Some believe in reincarnation. Some even teach that if you reach a certain purity or you are clear, then you have arrived. While other reincarnation groups that you come back as something else based upon your behavior. You know, something like a sacred cow. Even some non-religions require faith. If you believe in evolution, you have to have enough faith that nothing exploded into something. Where did the elements come from? Then there are those who worship the environment and nature, while others want to be abducted by aliens from other dimensions, planes, or places. Some religions have changed over the years because things didn't work out the way they expected. Judaism used to be based upon the Torah with the anticipation of the Anointed One, or the Messiah. According to some, Shiloh, the Messiah, didn't come before the removal of power from the Jewish leaderships by Rome. These same Jews didn't acknowledge the Messiahship of Yeshua, and it wasn't too long in Judaism that the system changed from the Mosaic faith-based system in Yahweh to a works-based system grounded in Talmud, Mishnah, tradition, and other Midrashim of the sages and rabbis. When we fast forward over 1,000 years with the introduction of Kabbalah, the teachings of Judaism are now 180 degrees out of phase with the Word of God in the Torah and the Tanakh. Remember, our goal here is to discover the truth and redefine our faith when it comes to eternal matters. It is here that personal opinions or religions don't matter or count. And remember, eternity is a long time to be wrong about spiritual matters. Since that is the case, I personally need to know the truth of the matter. So when it comes to the truth, the Bible is the ultimate source of truth. It has never been proven wrong. It is historically, archaeologically, prophetically, scientifically, informationally correct in all these areas and more. One thing that I have learned over the course of my life when it comes to the Bible and the things of God, the deeper I look, the more I learn, and at this point in my life, I feel like I've just started to really scratch the surface in what is to be known about God. With that in mind, I find it very interesting that there are some things coded within the Bible in the original language. For example, encoded in Isaiah 52 and 53 is found the name of everyone that was at the foot of the cross where Yeshua Jesus died for our sins. Now I know that, informationally, you can find almost anything if you stretch it out far enough. But in this case, it's relevant. This passage specifically deals with the Mashiach ben Yosef, Yeshua the Messiah, as the suffering servant who died upon the cross. Another intriguing proof that goes along with this theme is found close to the beginning of the Bible. But one has to know what they are looking for. In Bereshit, the book of Genesis chapter 5, one can very easily get bored reading the genealogy of man from Adam to Noah. But when one takes a little deeper look at the meaning or allusions of the names, God's plan becomes much clearer. There's the gospel message or the good news message here in Genesis. Adam means man. Seth, appointed. Enosh, mortal. Kenan, sorrow. Mahalalel, the blessed God. Yared, or Jared, shall come down. Enoch, teaching. Methuselah, his death shall bring. Lamech, despairing, and Noach, or Noah, means rest. But when you put the names together and just say Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, it means man's appointed mortal sorrow. The blessed God shall come down teaching that his death shall bring the despairing rest. Now, finally, in Hebrew, the name Jesus is Yeshua. Yeshua means salvation. Yeshua, Jesus, is God. He is the Odon Olam, the eternal master of everything, who came to earth to teach us that his death will bring rest upon every sinner, so that they can rest in peace for all of eternity. So we've looked at some things that are kind of on the fringe or outside or encoded, but what is the clear truth? What do the scriptures say about the topic? Well, Proverbs 20 verse 9 says, "Who can say, I have cleansed my heart, I am pure from my sin?" Or Isaiah 64 6 says, "For all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy garment, and all of us wither like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away." In the Brit Hadashah, in Romans 3, verse 23, it says, "Since all have sinned and continue to fall short of God's glory." Both the Torah and the Brit Hadashah tell us that there is nothing that we can do to be perfect like God. Even our best righteous works are disgusting. The Hebrew here really means used menstrual bandages. That's what our good stuff is, and nobody can achieve godly perfection. Daniel 12:2 says, "Many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake, these to everlasting life, but the others to disgraced and everlasting contempt." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in union with the Messiah Yeshua our Lord." There are consequences for our actions. We earn eternal death because of our sins, but God wants to give each one of us the free gift of eternal life, which comes with a relationship with Yeshua, with Jesus. John 3:3 says, and this is Yeshua speaking, "Truly, truly, I tell you, unless a person is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Psalm 51, starting at verse 1, says, "Be gracious to me, O God, according to your grace. According to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge." John 14:6 says, Yeshua said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." It is only God who can forgive sins. Yeshua Jesus, who is God, provided for us the only way to be considered sinless in the eyes of God. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 15, verse 6 says, "Then Abraham believed in Hashem, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness." Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, "If you declare with your mouth that Yeshua HaMashiach, that Jesus the Messiah is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For a person believes with his heart and is justified, and a person declares with his mouth and is saved." Notice that Abraham didn't have to do anything more than just have faith in Yahweh, have faith in God. The same is true today. You need to believe in your heart that Yeshua Jesus died to pay the penalty for your sins, then rose again. Then you will be justified. Then after that, say it out loud and mean it, and you're saved. Devarim, Deuteronomy 30, starting at verse 15, says, "See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, and death and adversity. And that I command you today to love Hashem your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that Hashem your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it. But if your hearts turn away, and you will not obey, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish." 2 Corinthians 5:15 says, "He died for all people," talking about Yeshua here. Yeshua Jesus died for all people, so that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for the one who died and rose for them. All God wants in return from us is that we love him and do the few things that he asks. He wants us to be blessed by our obedience to him, and really, when you get down to it all he wants for us is to live for him because we love him. He also wants us to love others and do what's best for them. Yeshua said that the greatest commandment is to love God with all our heart, soul, and resource. And the second greatest is to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Psalm 6, starting at verse 1 through verse 4, it says, Yahweh, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, Yahweh, for I'm pining away. Heal me, Yahweh, for my bones are dismayed, and my soul is greatly dismayed. But you, Yahweh, how long? Return, Yahweh, rescue my soul. Save me because of your grace. Revelation 3:20 says, Look, I am standing at the door and knocking. This is Yeshua speaking. If anyone listens to my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he will eat with me. Yeshua Jesus will rescue us and save us because of his grace. If we open up our heart to him, he will come in and eat with us. This is code for having the highest form of fellowship one person can have with another. And he wants to heal you right now. His grace is available to all who let Yeshua Jesus into their life. That is it. I know that there are many other scriptures out there, but they all get the same point across. They state the same plan of salvation that has been available to anyone who believes. So where is your faith? How are you going to act according to God's will? Well, first we need to know what God's opinion is, and his opinion when it comes to people getting saved. 2 Peter 3:9 says, Hashem, the Lord, Yahweh, is not slow about his promise, as some people understand slowness, but is being patient with you. He does not want anyone to perish. Let me read that again. He does not want anyone to perish, but wants everyone to come to repentance. Did you know that God loves you and wants what's best for you? That is why Yeshua Jesus came to the earth. John 3:16 and 17 says this, For this is how God loved the world. He gave his unique Son, that's Yeshua, that's Jesus, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but have eternal life. For God sent the Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Yeshua didn't come to judge. He came to save us from judgment. He loves us so much that as God, he became a human so that he might be a like sacrifice for all of our sins and mistakes. People don't go to heaven because they did good stuff on earth, or their good was more than their bad. Heaven and hell will both be filled with people who have sinned and missed the mark of perfection. The only difference is in what we do regarding faith in Yeshua Jesus. 1 John 5, starting at verse 11, says, This is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is found in Yeshua. This life is found in his Son, Jesus. The person who has the Son has this life. The person who does not have the Son of God, the person who does not have a relationship with Jesus, does not have this life. I have written these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God. You believe in the name of Yeshua. You believe in the name of Jesus. Why? So that you may know that you have eternal life. What about you? Are you ready to admit that you were a sinner, that you've missed the mark of godly perfection? Do you want forgiveness for your sins? And remember this, there's only one sin that will keep you from heaven, and that's the sin of rejecting Jesus, rejecting his promise to forgive you of all your sins. Do you believe Yeshua Jesus died on the cross for you and rose again? Are you willing to surrender unconditionally your life to Yeshua Jesus? Are you ready to invite Yeshua Jesus into your life and into your heart? Why don't you pray right now with me? Wherever you're at, you don't have to be in a special place to pray. You don't have to assume a special position. You don't have to buy your way in. You don't have to do a bunch of good deeds first. These aren't magic words or a secret formula. If you are saying this believing with all your heart, soul, and mind, then Yeshua Jesus promises to give you eternal life. So here's our sample prayer. Just pray along with me. Say this, Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you. I want forgiveness for all my sins. I believe that Yeshua Jesus died on the cross for me and rose again. Father, I give you my life to do with as you wish. I want Yeshua Jesus, the Messiah, to come into my life and into my heart. This I ask in Yeshua's name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you have said that prayer for the first time, we would love to hear from you and celebrate with you and the angels. Also, we would like to help you find a place where you can learn the Bible in a surrounding that best suits your needs. Please contact us through our website today so that we can get in touch with you and help you get a great start in the rest of life, walking in the ways that God wants for you. If you've accepted Yeshua as your Savior before listening to this podcast, or you just entered into God's eternal covenant relationship, we all have a job to do. Proverbs 11:30 says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who is wise wins souls." God wants us to be wise, and he tells us how to make that happen, win souls into his eternal kingdom. It is our job to tell others the good news that salvation is a free gift, paid for us by the blood of Yeshua Jesus himself. The scripture also tells us three times in Isaiah, Nahum, and Romans, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. God considers our feet beautiful when we allow him to use them to tell others about Yeshua Jesus. So let's use what we have learned today, highlight these verses in our Bibles, share this podcast, and go out and share the word of God regarding his free gift of salvation. Let's do our part to make sure everyone can hear this message so that they in turn can have faith in the truth, because eternity is a long time to be wrong about spiritual matters.
Thank you again for listening to Emunah Be'emet, Faith in the Truth podcast. We pray that your faith in the truth has been strengthened today. We would love to hear from you with your questions, comments, and encouragements. If you'd like to learn more about Bet Tefillah, Messianic Synagogue, are interested in supporting this ministry through prayer, or would like to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit us online at bettefillah.weebly.com. Again, that's bettefillah.weebly.com. Join us next time to discover the truth and redefine your faith.